Progressive Conservative incumbent Caroline Mulroney has been re-elected for another term in York Simcoe. She was first elected in 2018, and appointed transportation minister. The polls for the 2022 provincial election closed Thursday night at 9 p.m., and within the hour, Mulroney was declared the victor of the riding. She gathered with supporters and spoke to the media at a pub in Sharon after the polls closed. "It feels great," said Mulroney after her victory was declared. "I'm really excited about being re-elected and getting a second mandate from the voters of York Simcoe." Despite not winning, Green Party candidate Julie Stewart, who secured 7.3% of the vote, said she is proud of how well the Green Party did in this election, noting how far they have come since 2018. "It has been exciting to see the Ontario Greens creating momentum," she said. She said the party, which had 124 candidates, saw a record number of volunteer and sign requests, and was able to raise three times the amount of money than in 2018. Party leader, Mike Schreiner, has said, "Across the province our vision for a more caring, connected and climate-ready Ontario is resonating. I couldn't agree more. For me, it was exciting and rewarding to be able to participate in multiple debates, talk to the press, meet with organizations and hear from the constituents in my riding," she said. Libertarian Party candidate Zachary Tisdale received under 1% of the votes in the riding but says it was an honor to run and represent the voice of all those who voted for him. "They voted for freedom in York Simcoe and Ontario, and I hope we all get it," he told Bradford Today. "I would run again in the future so that people always have an option to vote for less government, lower taxes, and individual rights." New Blue Party candidate Brent Fellman ended with 4.5% of the vote and says he is happy with the effort his team put in this campaign period. "For a first-time party, I think we laid the groundwork for the future," he said. "We worked hard knocking on doors, putting in signs, and running meet and greets in all parts of the riding. We gave it a good effort, so I am happy with that." After coming in second in the mock student vote program ran by Civics, he has hope for change in the future. He congratulated Mulroney on her victory, but says he was surprised by the results of the election, with the PCs winning a majority government after candidates declined to attend any debates during the campaign period. "I thought voters would have wanted that involvement. To be honest, I did expect a better result," he said. Despite the loss, he isn't finished with the New Blue Party yet. Over the next 4 years, he says the party will have time to regroup, discuss and vote on policy and come up with a more comprehensive platform for the next election. "Our party is not even 2 years old, and we are just getting started," he said. "I think conservative voters will grow to appreciate the New Blue Party and the importance of having a different perspective. We just need more time to get the word out. Most people didn't know who the New Blue Party was or what we are all about. I thank all my fellow candidates for having the courage to run and for staying focused on the issues," he said. First-time candidate of the Ontario Party, Alana Hollander says it was an honor to be able to run in York Simcoe. "For someone who was doing this for the first time, I felt I did all I could to get the word out about the Ontario Party," she said. "I met some amazing people who were a huge blessing to me. We aren't going to change the tide overnight. I had 698 people vote for me on the principles of freedom, faith and the family. I ran because we needed a real choice for social conservatives and Christians. I wanted to be a part of a party that believes that all life is precious, including the unborn, that we have the right to live our life without the government being involved in how we practice our faith and in what medical choices we make, and that the government should not be indoctrinating our children in schools." Hollander said she is committed to continue fighting for freedom, faith and family in the York Simcoe riding. "I will continue to get the word out about the Ontario Party so people can make an informed choice about who they are voting for," she said.